Bonjour Asia. Qui sont les Young Agrarians?
Young Agrarians, as an organization, is a resource network for new and young entrants to farming. So a young agrarian can be anyone who has an interest in pursuing farming or gardening and would like support with connection to resources, connection to other people who are in that community as well, networking. Land access is a big part of what we're working on. And then we also have business mentorship supports as well. Yeah, that's a little bit about young agrarians. And a young agrarian, we don't have a membership base per se, but anyone who has an interest in farming is welcome to join us and connect online and to our offline in-person farm events, networking as well.
UMAP a justement été créé par les Young Agrarians. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous en dire plus sur cette carte qui partage les jardins et qui connecte finalement les propriétaires de terrains de Victoria et les jardiniers?
So the UMAP was created in 2012, back when Young Agrarians first started, as a resource network for young farmers where they could find job opportunities, marketing opportunities, suppliers, and just generally resources for farming. And then in 2013, we started land linking workshops, which eventually grew into offering the BC land matching program in 2016. And that's when we added land listing types and farmer looking for land listings to the web, to the UMAP, to help people connect with each other for land sharing agreements. And then in light of COVID-19, we saw a big surge in interest around urban land sharing or smaller garden sharing type of agreements where people were just looking to be able to access smaller plots of land, not necessarily wanting to run a farm business, but just to work on their own local food supply, connect with their neighbors, get their hands in the dirt. And so we launched the garden sharing tool just this spring, to help people connect that way with land that was available for sharing in their neighborhood.
Pourquoi pensez-vous que nous avons besoin d'une nouvelle génération de terrains écologiques pour cultiver des aliments?
Well, the future of agriculture definitely seems to be moving in the direction of smaller scale regenerative practices. We need to be putting energy into growing food in a way that is supporting our native natural ecosystems, that's replenishing soil, not depleting it, and to have a strong local food supply is increasingly important, especially as we've seen, with COVID-19 kind of waking us up to the importance of having more resilient local economies and local food systems. So the more local farmers we have, the better in terms of the strength of our communities.
Parlons de vous maintenant, Asia. D'où vous vient cette passion pour l'agriculture?
I started farming in 2011. I always wanted to be more connected with my natural environment, to have more skills that I knew would support me and my community in the long term. I didn't grow up on a farm. I had gone to university and was planning on starting my master's, but I just really felt like it wasn't the right thing for me anymore to be in a classroom. And I really wanted to learn how to do something that was productive and hands-on and that would be a real skill that I knew would serve me in the future. And so I started by working on farms around BC before eventually starting my own farm business in 2014. Then I ran that for, I guess, about 6 years before I transitioned into supporting new farmers in startup in my role as the Vancouver Island Land Matcher for the BC Land Matching Program, which connects farmers who are looking for land with landowners who want to lease their land for farming.
Comment percevez-vous votre rôle dans la communauté?
My role now is certainly as a resource person for farmers. I connect people with supports for running their businesses, in helping them access land so they can start farm businesses, as a facilitator of agreements and conversations, and just to generally be available and supportive to all the farmers who are doing such wonderful work all around Vancouver Island.
Selon vous, quel est le plus grand défi que les jeunes fermiers de l'île de Vancouver doivent affronter?
Well, the reason the BC Land Matching Program was launched was because of our feedback we were getting from farmers about the difficulty of access to land. That was the number one obstacle that we were hearing about. So now that this program is running, we started it in 2016 with a collaboration from RCARE, which is a Quebec-based organization, which you might know, or it's like a play on words, our heart, our land. That program has, really taken steps towards supporting farmers in accessing land. We create secure, long-term, hopefully, lease agreements so that farmers are able to access land. Now that, land prices are what they are on Vancouver Island, it's very difficult for new entrants to agriculture to access land at all. So that's definitely been the major obstacle that we've been working to address. And then within that, just, to have security on land is something mm-hmm. that, is still can be a challenge, despite the fact that, we always do our best to create the longest, most secure lease we can. It's not the same as owning land, but it's certainly a wonderful step in the right direction. And housing on land is also an obstacle. There's not as many opportunities to be able to live on the land as many people would hope for.
Selon vous, à quoi ressemble le futur de l'agriculture sur l'île de Vancouver?
I think that we'll continue to see more and more small-scale farms. People who, there's so many people in this community who really recognize the value of, a secure, sustainable, regenerative local food supply. And there's a lot of people who have, so much energy to put into growing all this wonderful food for our island. So I think that, more and more farms are being created every day. That's what I do every day, is to support new farms and startups. And there's certainly lots of momentum, and I just see that continuing to grow.
Et enfin, une dernière question pour vous, Asia. Comment peut-on faire partie de cette communauté?
We're always so happy to have new people come and join us. Anyone who's interested in farming or gardening should absolutely, join our email list. The website has youngagrarians.org. Has lots of resources and places to connect. We've got the email list that you can join to find out about the events that are happening on the island and around the province. We've got a Facebook group. There's the Vancouver Island and Gulf Islands Young Agrarians Facebook group, which people are welcome to join to connect with community that way. Just come out to one of the events that we have happening this summer. I'm going to be hosting some land socials across Vancouver Island, where people can come out and learn about land sharing and connect with people who might be interested in leasing land or farming on leased land. So, there's lots of potential and lots of ways to connect. And you can reach out to me directly at azja@youngagrarians.org as well. If you have any questions.
Merci beaucoup, Asia, de nous avoir partagé votre regard sur l'agriculture sur l'île de Vancouver et de nous avoir parlé de Young Agrarian.
Thank you.